Right now, though, we have a special guest. We have Matt Miller, who's going to be joining us. He's the Director of Science Communications for the Nature Conservancy. He's editor and lead writer of the popular Cool Green Science blog. He is also a Northumberland County native and a celebrated author. Got a new book out called Fishing Through the Apocalypse. It's Matt Miller. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for joining us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise. We have an event that you're going to be speaking at. Let's start there. What are we doing there?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Little Shamoking Creek Watershed Association this coming Monday evening at 6:30. And I'm going to be talking about my book, Fishing Through the Apocalypse. And it's a really appropriate place to talk about it because the book really begins and ends along Shamokin Creek.
Interesting. And it says it's a novel. Now, it doesn't specify, but if it's categorized as a novel, I'm assuming it's a work of fiction, correct?
It actually is not. It's a nonfiction book, but it's a collection of stories, all true. And I'm basically assessing the state of water and the state of freshwater fish, good, bad, and ugly, across the country, from pristine waters in Alaska to places where you might say the apocalypse has already come.
And I guess that brings us to Little Shamokin Creek. So is it as apocalyptic around here as people make it sound? I mean, I have friends who are fishermen, they're fishermen, just basically recreationally, but they seem to think that they don't want to eat anything that's coming out of the water around here. Is that accurate?
Well, I grew up in Northumberland, and my grandparents lived in Snydertown, just down the road from Sunbury. And I was an outdoors kid, and I never fished in Shamokin Creek because there were no fish in it. And I considered that perfectly normal. Now, I live in Idaho now, and I say that there is a stream with no fish in it, and people don't believe me. And that not only were there no fish in it, but there weren't fish in it for generations because of mine drainage. And so there's this thing, ecologists give it a fancy name, shifting baseline syndrome. But basically what it is the conditions you're born with are what you consider the norm. So no matter how weird it might be, so a stream with no fish in it, that's just normal to you. So the impetus for the book was to find out what things are really like right now and go around and have fun doing it, because I don't think there's much fun in being doom and gloom.
No, so, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, especially when you're speaking about nature and in this time of climate change and things that were constantly just frightening things you're constantly hearing. It's good to have more of a sobering counterbalance, for some positivity when it comes to this type of thing. We're speaking with Matt Miller, who's the Director of Science Communications for the Nature Conservancy. He's got a new book called Fishing Through the Apocalypse. So, we talked about somewhat of the negative with the Shamokin Creek, Little Shamokin Creek, and how there's no fish there. What is the most, shockingly abundant area that you've ever seen in terms of, fishing?
Oh, yeah, there are many. Of course, I went to the Kenai River in Alaska with my dad the year he turned 75, and it's just a phenomenal place where, my dad had actually never been fly fishing before, and he caught a 24-inch rainbow trout in 10 minutes.
Wow.
First 10 minutes of fly fishing. And there are big grizzly tracks in the sand. There are sockeye salmon up there spawning, and this is kind of gross, but they're falling apart. After they spawn, they spawn and they die.
Oh wow!
But as they fall apart, these rainbow trout and a fish called char just line up behind them, and they're munching on eggs and munching on decomposing flesh. So you just drift a fly down in there, and they'll gobble it up.
So it says, you know, because I'm reading your bio here, and it says, as an angler and a conservationist, Matt removes any and all preconceived notions about what it means to fish in the 21st century. What are the preconceived notions about fishing in the 21st century?
Well, the book I did not want to write was Fly Fishing and the Meaning of Life, because it's been done before, and it's been done well. It's been done terribly. But there's this idea that, like, fly fishing means you're standing in this pristine river and kind of reflecting on the meaning of it all and gazing at your navel, and, you know, all's right with the world. Well, yeah, but a lot of times you're fishing for trout that were just stocked there. So is that really connecting to nature? So I just wanted to see what things were really like. And if that meant going to Miami Sewer Canal, so be it. And I did that. And I caught fish from South America and Africa in Miami. There's a lot of weirdness out there if you can, you know, if you're willing to open your eyes and search for it.
Well, that is kind of strange, because on one, it's like a weird dichotomy that on one end you are standing in nature and you're taking in the physical nature of where you're standing, but it's not really. It's almost like somebody CGI'd the fish, though. You know,
yeah.
Like, it's really interesting.
Yeah. They're one of the ongoing challenges is figuring out what's real in this world, you know, and what's a real experience. I went to this pond not far from where I live, and you pay the guy $25, you go stand by his pond, and you catch these 6-foot-long white sturgeon, which are an endangered fish. And they live in the rivers near my home, but they're so rare I've never actually caught one in the wild. And when I was there at this pond, there was this young guy that came up, and he was, like, living the great outdoor life, and he was saying to his girlfriend, like, this is what it's all about. And I was thinking, like, is this what it's all about? I mean, we're standing in this little pond, like, catching monster fish. I don't know that is much. I don't know that that's far from virtual reality.
Right. No, absolutely. Matt Miller is the director of science communications for the Nature Conservancy. He's got a new book called Fishing Through the Apocalypse, which is quoted as being Miller's book is a deep exploration of fishing in the 21st century in a nation with a unique record of restoring more fisheries, cleaning up more waters. It is a celebration of sport and the science of conservation that makes it possible. That's from Field and Stream. He will be speaking and doing a book. Are you going to be speaking, or is it just a book signing?
I will be speaking.
Okay,
yes.
So he'll be speaking and doing a book signing at the Little Shamokin Creek Watershed Association, and that's September 30th. That's this Monday coming up at 6:30 p.m. in Sunbury, Northumberland County. Tell us where we can find the book, Matt.
You can find the book on Amazon, and you can order it from your local bookstore as well.
The book is called Fishing Through the Apocalypse. Be sure to check out his book signing at the Little Shamokin Creek Watershed Association in Sunbury, Northumberland County, on Monday, September 30th, 6:30 p.m. Thank you so much, Matt, for joining us, and all the best on the book and your fishing adventures going forward.
Well, thanks so much. Always a pleasure to talk to someone in my Shikellamy territory.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you, man.
All right.